This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Both Adidas and Balenciaga have cut ties with Kanye after his controversial behavior over the past few weeks. Balenciaga has also had an active relationship with Kim Kardashian, Kanye's ex-wife, who has appeared in their advertising campaigns. It was Kanye who introduced Kim to them. But Kim's relationship with them is fine because she's not nuts. Drake celebrated his 36th birthday, bringing a bunch of big names to party and even raffling off some prizes to the crowd. His big shindig went down at Sexy Fish in Miami, and the rapper was giving partygoers the chance at $5,000 gift cards, $10,000 in cash, Chanel bags, and a Rolex. DJ Khaled was spinning, yelling, "Another one!" for the 9 millionth time. Dwayne Johnson's superhero adventure Black Adam racked up $140 million in its global box office debut, including a mighty $73 million overseas. Black Adam, which debuted in 76 territories, was number one just about everywhere. This was the best debut of any film The Rock has starred in. The Rock continues to roll. Sorry. Bad Bunny is opening a restaurant next year. Despite the star having a very successful music career, earning over $20 million from his music ventures alone, Bad Bunny also has a passion for food, with one of his favorite cuisines being his native Puerto Rican. The new restaurant, Gecko, will be a combination steakhouse and lounge. Bad Bunny. Good food. The house at 657 Boulevard in The Watcher has been attracting large amounts of curious people. The eerie Netflix series, which is based on a true story, has drawn tourists to a New Jersey residence since the show's October 13th premiere. And that has neighbors angry at all of the disruption in their neighborhood. Maybe they should do something other than watching. Kanye West has hired Camille Vasquez, one of the attorneys who helped Johnny Depp win his infamous defamation trial against Amber Heard. The LA-based lawyer and her firm Brown Rudnick will oversee all of the business matters, including contracts and deals for the Yeezy CEO. West needs the help bad, as many of his business partnerships are falling apart. The first day of the When We Were Young festival, featuring Paramore, My Chemical Romance, and others, was canceled due to high winds. Festival organizers said that they had been spending the last few days getting the Las Vegas festival grounds ready for a windy day. Some people applauded the decision, while others were upset they had traveled so far for nothing. Hey, there's always the casinos! That's not all that got canceled due to the high winds in Vegas. Instead of dining at Las Vegas's Carbone and going to Usher's concert at Park MGM, Kim Kardashian and friends were forced to spend her 42nd birthday at an In-N-Out Burger in LA after the pilot had to turn her private jet around due to those high winds. Yeah, happy birthday! I'll take a double-double. Chin. Aquaman star Jason Momoa left little to the imagination during a recent fishing trip. In a series of photos and videos he posted on his Instagram stories, Momoa could be clearly seen wearing beige thong-like attire around his friends. Yep, wearing a thong while reeling in a fish. I'm still trying to unsee that. Yikes!
Idiot of the Week!
Late Late Show host James Corden says he has nothing to apologize for after New York restaurant Balcazar banned him after he screamed at a waiter. Evidently, a similar thing happened here in LA at restaurant Little Dom's. Corden allegedly screamed at a busboy after he was told the restaurant was closed but would reopen later. Idiot! J. Jay-Z and Beyoncé's 10-year-old daughter, Blue Ivy, attended the 2022 Wearable Art Gala in LA with her parents. During the event, Blue Ivy proudly stood up to bid over $80,000 on a pair of Lorraine Schwartz diamond earrings. The founder of Miel Organics bid $105,000, so they went to them. Still, nauseating. Genuine passed out during a magic stunt gone wrong while working with famed performer Criss Angel. The Pony singer was rehearsing for the CW's Magic with the Stars when his underwater stunt caused him to lose consciousness. He was holding his breath underwater in a glass cube before slamming the sides to signal his distress. Yep, someone needs to pony up an apology. Mandy Moore is a mom again. The This Is Us actress, 38, gave birth to her and Dawes lead singer Taylor Goldsmith's second child. The couple announced, quote, "Ozzy is here." Oscar Bennett Goldsmith arrived a little late, but an easier, speedier delivery than his big brother, much to the delight of his parents, unquote. Congrats. Motley Crue and Def Leppard's stadium tour will continue in 2023. This time, the tour will cover all of Latin America, from Mexico City to Buenos Aires, and all of Europe, including a date at London's Wembley Stadium. This year's North American tour grossed $5 million per show. Rock till you drop, which at their age is totally possible.
The Trash Bin.
Black China has fired off a cease and desist to a TikTok star who claimed that the model was trying to kidnap and sex traffic her. The legal letter sent by China's attorney to Ava Louise blasts the social media star for making false, extreme, and outrageous statements about her in public. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle Black China?
The news wrap-up.
Meta shareholders wrote a letter to CEO Mark Zuckerberg urging him to spend less on the metaverse. Alibaba and Tencent shares plummeted 11% as China's Xi tightened his grip on power. Apple raised prices for Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple One. Apple stores began selling a door lock that can be unlocked with the iPhone or the Apple Watch. Yeah, let's hope there isn't a bug.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Black Adam stays on top of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Midnights enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Candy Crush Saga continues to crush it.
The number one book.
Beyond the Wand by Tom Felton is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Taylor Swift's 10th studio album, Midnights, has already surpassed 1.5 million units in the U.S. alone. It's already on pace to be the top-selling album of 2022 and set a modern-era record for single-week vinyl album sales with over 500,000. The album's standard initial release had 13 songs, but a deluxe version called the 3 AM version was released 3 hours later with 7 additional songs. Those 20 songs have already generated over 500 million on-demand streams. It's a remarkable achievement, but let's face it, there's only one Taylor Swift. Here she is with the song of the week, Antihero. That was Taylor Swift with the Song of the Week, anti-hero. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.